This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Recently, President Trump launched a new offensive against progressives by drawing attention to the decrepit state of major leftist-run cities. Wonder where he got that idea from, but forget about Baltimore. If Baltimore was a toilet, LA would be a 500-acre landfill. LA can truly lay claim to the accolade of being king of the holes. There are now an estimated 60,000 homeless people living on the streets of LA. That's a 75% rise in homelessness since 2012.
Did you ever see I Am Legend?
Yes.
Okay. Remember when all the fucking crazy zombie people are running at once?
Yeah.
That's what it's like.
Are you serious?
I'm telling you, you can't believe the volume.
To illustrate the homeless problem, look at this comparison between 2015 and 2017. Look at the increase in trash and tents in a period of little over 2 years. And what's the mayor's solution? To paint murals of homeless people. Because painting a mural of people who can't afford to live in California is really going to help homeless people live in California. Look at me, I'm helping! Former Sex Pistol Johnny Rotten recently complained about homeless people littering Venice Beach with feces and needles. They're aggressive, and because there's an awful lot of them together, they're gangy, he said. When this guy,
how would you like a nice smack in the head,
is worried about other people being too aggressive, chances are they're quite aggressive. Thanks to ever lighter prison sentences, crime in Los Angeles County is also on the rise. According to Bob Lindsay, a 40-year veteran of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, murders in one area he patrols were up 900% last year. FBI stats also showed a 56% increase in murders in Los Angeles County. Crime amongst the homeless population rose by 50% over the last year.
A nasty attack inside a Westside McDonald's.
Business owners Rick and Susie and the workers down here say they see this all the time. They weren't at all surprised to hear about this violent attack on the security guard. They say every single day is a struggle, and they watch the homeless people every day commit crimes and violence.
It's a standoff, and it's about to get very scary. A shirtless maniac armed with rocks is taunting motorists. Windows, but they are shatterproof. The rocks just bounce off. The terrified driver leaps out and flees. That's when it gets really scary. The shirtless dude jumps on board. Looks like he's trying to hijack the bus. Some of the passengers run out the back.
Residents of modern cities often complain about the loss of tradition. But what could be more traditional than the return of diseases not seen since medieval times? Thanks to LA's ever-increasing piles of uncollected trash, typhus has made a spectacular comeback. Rats gorge on the trash, multiply, and then spread the fleas that transmit the typhus. Typhus is a third world disease caused by a breakdown in society where trash pickup becomes a luxury. It's only normally seen in socialist hellscapes like Caracas, Venezuela. And it's not just the homeless who are getting typhus. Deputy City Attorney Liz Greenwood caught it because City Hall is infested with rats.
Who gets typhus? It's a medieval disease that's caused by trash.
Piles of trash like those on Cirrus Avenue.
I thought I was going to die.
And there you were thinking Baltimore was notorious for its rats. L.A. is known as the city of rats. According to pest control companies, requests for rat exterminations are up 60% in the last 12 months alone. There are now an estimated 12 million plus rats in Los Angeles. Pest control professionals warn of a, quote, alarming increase in rats that is, quote, highly abnormal. But they can't properly clean up the mess because hysterical environmentalists are lobbying to get bills passed that ban effective rodenticides that kill them.
I'm standing outside of City Hall. I want you to take a look at this. It says number 98 upside down. That's a rat trap. And they're all over City Hall.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here, and I want to expand the face of the globe, let's not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs, and we'll expand and really give the globals rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Going to start contracting diseases that are dangerous.
And guess what? Other progressive.
In London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance, depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and
suppressing
your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the Info War.
Gentlemen, we are live. We are broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. It's Monday, August 19th, 2019. And I'm going to be here live for the next 4 hours, co-hosting with Gerald Celente when he joins us coming up in the fourth hour. There's been so much huge breaking news in the last few weeks that I've been a little bit of an airtime hog and a pig. And so today we'll cover all the news, get to all the clips, but I do want to open the phones up for really the entirety of the second half of this hour and right through until Gerald Celente joins us. And I want to talk about the economy and a bunch of other issues with him, and he'll probably open the phones up as well.
You've seen a big attempt by the globalists to crash the U.S. economy. Trump has so far successfully fought back against that. Now Scaramucci, a truly slimy person who's only in the administration 12 days, is trying to recruit all the former cabinet members that have left to come after Trump. Well, those are the globalists that lied to Trump and got into the administration that he removed. It's simply mind-blowing to watch traitors try to crash our economy. It has a name. It's called treason. And Bill Maher has come out and said, we'll play it again coming up next segment. Bill Maher has come out and said that we need to crash the economy, and he doesn't apologize for that to punish Trump. But then Bill Maher resists people like Tlaib, the Islamicist Palestinian, when Israel says you're barred from coming to the country if you plan to come here to preach the overthrow of our country. He then attacks her for that, which, by the way, is totally reasonable. I mean, you shouldn't let somebody into your country that wants to overthrow it. But we've elected someone that wants to overthrow our country as well. In fact, the whole squad hates this nation. The governor of New York says we've never been a great country. That is the Democratic Party operating system. So Bill Maher can't talk out both sides of his mouth. I'm going to be going over that as well here today. But the top story is they're trying to crash the economy. Huge developments taking place in Hong Kong. So many massive developments like mainstream media defending Antifa violence when even AP actually got it right and said that it was Antifa being violent and that it was not the Proud Boy Patriots. So big victory there. But the rest of the media, from ABC to NBC to CNN, literally lied about it. We'll be breaking that down next segment because it illustrates how they're on the side of thug-like terrorists. And then there's stories like this one. They are officially in handbooks teaching in drag queen story time, which is really pedophile grooming time, from Australia to the United States, from Germany to Scotland. The joys of six-year-olds having oral sex and adults performing oral sex on children. Six-year-olds. Unbelievable. We're going to go to this important report first. CNN supports Portland Antifa.
Entire police force was on hand to ensure that the march to determine Antifa as a domestic terrorist organization went relatively smoothly. And amongst those supporting their president and the fundamental rights of all American citizens, it did.
Does that make you feel? If you engage in violence, you're subject to the use of force.
The group on the side of liberty patiently, peacefully, and respectfully obeyed the Portland police throughout the march. Meanwhile, Antifa once again revealed exactly why it is that their anti-American communist propaganda thuggery has reached the end of a majority of Americans' patience. They beat two old men and a woman. Chased down a father and his young daughter. Attacked a school bus transporting pro-liberty marchers with a hammer and pepper spray, breaking its windows.
And bloodying those inside, including one of them.
Their message, go home, Nazis, go home. Again, echoing this childish and factually incorrect demand to American citizens. American citizens are home anywhere within U.S. territories. And Nazis, Americans' ancestors fought and killed Nazis. If Antifa was accurate with their zombie-like chanting, they would be chanting death to America. But they don't have the cojones to do that. But anyone watching mainstream media would be led to believe otherwise. And of course, no one supports Antifa, a leftist enforcement arm made up of angry teenagers, better than national media embarrassment CNN.
And he writes, major consideration is being given to naming Antifa an organization of terror. Portland is being watched very closely. Hopefully the mayor will be able to properly do his job. What's your reaction to that tweet?
This is on par with what the president does. He sides with the white supremacists. He sides with the white nationalists, with the domestic terrorists in our country, just as, you know, he's incited violence against people of color. It's not surprising that Trump would side away from the folks who are the peaceful protesters working to safeguard their city from domestic terrorism. Just not surprised at all that the president sides with the white nationalists. That's been his mode of operation since before he was elected president.
According to CNN, Antifa are the good guys, just peaceful protesters protecting their progressive city from evil nationalists.
Do you feel like you're playing into their hands by showing up? Why not just let them come and protest?
I think them coming and protesting is actually worse. They will get violence by any means necessary. If they get violence against Antifa, at least these are people who are prepared. I mean, if they just go around harassing random citizens, that's not cool. We are resisting the fascism. We're not allowing them to just take over our streets.
So you're hearing from two members of Antifa. They said they're, you know, in a different group, but it is linked to Antifa. And their thoughts on what the president has said and their thoughts on what the right has said.
For the same government that backed the Communist Control Act in 1954 to kick the can down the road on labeling Antifa a domestic terrorist organization is blatant negligence. How many more Americans need to suffer to exercise their constitutional rights under the left's brown shirt style madness? John Baum reporting.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pick 0.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Together, they're all part of the same agenda. See, the communist Chinese run an authoritarian command and control system. So they've been given U.S. technology that's been suppressed for 70 years for trains that go 300 miles an hour, ladies and gentlemen. Think about that. Think about that long and hard. They've been given all the technology, all the science, all the perks, all the one-sided trade deals, the Panama Canal, the rare earth minerals, everything. And they built the equivalent of what this nation built in the last 100 years, just in the last 25. Think about that. Think about that long and think about that hard. And then meanwhile, every blue city in the United States is falling apart in a state of designed neglect. With record funding flowing into those cities and into those regions and rich ultra elites feeding off the population and shipping drugs and crime into those areas. A designed takedown. A designed collapse. Look at these headlines. Wall Street Journal. We talk about these cities being crap holes 10 years ago. We were conspiracy theorists. But now, California's biggest cities confront a defecation crisis. Rats, disease, crime, homeless shelters everywhere. Joe Rogan described living in L.A. like it's Day of the Dead. Every major road, every major street, everywhere, homeless. And most of them don't want jobs. They're on drugs. They're on alcohol. They go cash their checks, their welfare checks, and they buy their drugs from government-approved drug dealers who then launder the money through Democratic Party businesses. And they run the coyotes, they run the smugglers, they run the child kidnapping, they run it all. And the cities are collapsing, and our average rail bed only allows our trains to go at 42 miles an hour. The average train in China, 200 miles an hour. Some can go 300. But it was decided by the 60s that the United States would not have any more industrial development. We would be made a service economy to bring us to our knees for the global order. That's the admitted declassified world government plan. Now, 2 minutes to midnight, Trump's trying to pull the rug out from under all of this. But when you look at the designed collapse, new article on InfoWars.com, Seattle parks becoming no-go areas because of homelessness and trash. You've got the tourism down 80%+ in France. It's the same thing. Paul Watson's tweet says it all. East is the new West. You see Antifa flying communist flags. And then you see in Hong Kong, thousands of people out with American flags and Pepe the Frog. So the Renaissance is happening in the West again, but it hasn't been triggered yet fully. But it already happened here. Now it's beginning to happen in Asia because they've already hit rock bottom and they have communist China threatening to invade Hong Kong and Taiwan, already sending in paramilitary into Hong Kong, massing hundreds of thousands of troops and armored vehicles now for part two of Tiananmen Square and Tank Man. But with Tank Man and Tiananmen Square, that was only one person that really stood up and shut down all those tanks. If you look at the demonstrations, let's go back to Tank Man, please. If you look at the demonstrations, over 1 million people have been showing up a day in Hong Kong alone. And why is that? Because Hong Kong and Taiwan are the main place that the brain trust and the entrepreneurs and the freedom lovers who were in China and saw the mass murder of the communists coming, and they fled hoping that Chiang Kai-shek and the U.S. would stop the communists who were not elected and who then communalized the farms and killed over 100 million of their own people. They fled to Hong Kong. They fled to Taiwan that had both been British back in the past and had some semblance of freedom. And now those nations, those autonomous zones, have much higher output than China per capita and incredible wealth and investment, and the Chai Coms want it. They're not the Chinese people. They don't represent the Chinese culture. They represent the poisonous globalist system inflicted on the Russians, inflicted on so many other countless nations. Venezuela, more wealthy than the U.S. per capita until the socialists took over. Now a virtual hellhole. A real hellhole. And so you think about that, and you think about the two parallels, everyone sees it. And so many leftists see this, and they go, what are non-whites doing waving that white supremacist flag? It's not a white supremacist flag. Betsy Ross, that designed it, was an abolitionist. It's insane. Everything's upside down world. Because people that know history know that it was the United States that beat the biggest empire ever. And the Taiwanese and the Hong Kong folks, they want away from the British as well. And they get it and they say, we want 1776. We want 1776 worldwide. We want freedom. And it's a beautiful thing to see it unfold. Again, you can go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. There's even a Fox Business piece that does a great job showing what was first dozens is now hundreds and then thousands of American flags as a symbol of what it used to mean. And now that the world sees America trying to become America again, we're that rallying point against tyranny. Our own governments have sold out the folks in Hong Kong and the people in Taiwan. We first promised them, if you go there, you'll be safe. 70 years ago. 70 years ago this year. 1949. 1950. And now, they are begging us for help. They are begging us just for the moral support to say that we understand that they deserve to not have their businesses and their lives taken by the Communist Party, that if you're not in the party, they take everything from you, the Communist Mafia, and saying we don't want to be secretly arrested and taken to the mainland. We don't want a social credit score. But as they fight tyranny there in Hong Kong and Taiwan, we're fighting it here as the global social score comes to America. Drudge is top link to our story. We'll cover the global social score modeled in China, brought to America on the other side. Whatever you do, spread those links. Infowars.com/show.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living, that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
smashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
Globalism is a system designed to undermine humanity, make us dependent, domesticated, to then take over existing orders and then build new anti-human, post-human systems on top of it. That is the transhumanist Luciferian cult. Jeffrey Epstein is a disgusting window into precisely what I told you their agenda is. My agenda is a pro-human future all the way. Not just interstellar, but interdimensional. Now, I'm going to go to this Fox Business piece here that eloquently breaks down what's really happening. But you've got to go to Fox Business more and more to hear anything decent, because as Trump has pointed out, Fox News is going down the tubes because they made the deal with Disney, they split up, they got the tens of billions of dollars, and the sniping and the undermining and the fake polls is absolutely outrageous. Trump has real polls. He knows he's more popular than ever, and he knows that Fox News has turned against him just like they did right towards the end of the last campaign. So we've got that Trump clip coming up as well, but China gets all the high-speed rail. China gets all the new jobs, no environmental standards. China gets to have one-sided tariffs against us to devalue their currency. We don't get any new railroads, any new factories. Look at the blue cities where the Democrats are in full control. It's undermined civilization, collapsed society so people don't believe in national capitalism. It's so they embrace socialism that's really globalist, corporate, crony fascism, where they're offshore, they've got trillions, but they use socialist models domestically to control you. So Paul Watson put it out perfectly. Hong Kong versus Portland. East is the new West. East is the new West. They haven't had their renaissance yet, like we did 200 plus years ago. We're spoiled brats that forgot what we had. They've been through hell. And they now are on the same path as our ancestors in waving American flags. And it's absolutely beautiful. But here is Mr. Varney on Fox Business telling it like it is.
Here's something that caught my eye in our Hong Kong coverage yesterday. Protesters waving American flags. And as you heard at the top of the show, those protesters, some of them, those there, they were singing America's national anthem. Joining us now is Marion Smith with the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation. The waving of flags, the singing of our anthem. What does that tell you?
Well, I think the Hong Kong protesters are drawing a distinction that is really at the core of this crisis. And that is there are two systems here that are contradictory. One is the totalitarian system of the People's Republic of China, where more than a billion people are under the thumb of the Chinese Communist Party, and where there is no freedom. And where if you were to wave an American flag and sing our national anthem, you would be detained or worse.
It was
on the other hand is the United States and our flag and the freedoms that it represents. And Hong Kong people have enjoyed those freedoms for generations and have never been ruled by the Communist Party. And they're saying they don't want to be ruled by the Communist Party now. And that's the essence of the crisis here.
What they want, what the demonstrators want, is the resignation of Carrie Lam, Hong Kong's chief executive, and her replacement to be freely elected with candidates not chosen by Beijing. That's what they want. That's why they're flying the American flag. You think, I mean, what are the odds that they actually get that?
Well, they have a list of five or six demands. One is the resignation of the chief executive, Carrie Lam. The other is the withdrawal of the extradition bill, which really was the catalyst for this protest movement this year, in which some 20% of the population of Hong Kong has taken to the streets. That is no insignificant fringe group that is protesting. That really does represent a significant portion, if not the majority, of the Hong Kong people. Support for the protesters is you know, even higher than 20%, of course. They're also calling for the release of the political prisoners, as they're calling them now, who have been arrested as part of this protest movement, which overwhelmingly has been peaceful on the protesters' part. But we have seen beatings by the police We have seen the blinding of at least one person due to short-range shooting of rubber bullets and beanbags.
Marion, I'm sorry, I got to go. I'm really short on time. Let's see what develops today after the Hong Kong authorities try to buy the demonstrators off. Marion.
Now, again, I said earlier there's four articles, four different developments that go together. The fact that we've been deindustrialized and that China hasn't. The fact that blue cities give you an advanced view of where the left's going to take us. Collapse by design to make us be their dependent slaves. The fact that we are being turned against each other and balkanized with all the investments going over there. And then we have these panopticonic surveillance grids coming in for total control to track everything we do, where corporations and governments add to a database on whether they say you're a good person or a bad person, and then you're even barred from having a job, owning a car, traveling on high-speed rail. It's linked up on drudgereport.com. Chinese social media credit score prevents 2.5 million discredited entities and humans, more than 9 million humans, from buying plane tickets. So that's the final icing on that cake. But speaking of President Trump, he's beginning to wake up to this. And he sees the neocons and people like Scaramucci making their move. And he sees Fox putting out the most anti-Trump polls out there, which we know are to create a bandwagon effect. So it's believed that Trump's a loser. So everyone then supports one of the moronic Democrat candidates. This is all about manipulating people that are followers and don't know that the polls are as phony as a plastic banana or a $3 bill. Here's the president.
Well, Fox has always given me, I tell you, Fox is a lot different than it used to be, I can tell you that. Juan Williams, then they have the wonderful woman that gave Hillary Clinton the questions. That was a terrible thing. And all of a sudden she's working for Fox. What's she doing working for Fox? Fox has changed. And my worst polls have always been from Fox. There's something going on at Fox, I'll tell you right now. And I'm not happy with it. I don't know what's happening with Fox, but when they have like a Juan Williams who's never said a positive thing, and yet when I show up at the Fox building, he's out there, oh, sir, could I have a picture with you? Could I have a picture? And he was 100% nice. I mean, you've never asked me for a picture.
I have not. Could the Murdoch sir change the management of Fox?
No, no, they have to run it the way they want to run it. But Fox is different, there's no question about it. And I think they're making a big mistake, because Fox was treated very badly by the Democrats. Very, very badly, having to do with the debates and other things. And I think Fox is making a big mistake because, you know, I'm the one that calls the shots on that, on the really big debates. I guess we're probably planning on three of them. And I'm not happy with Fox. I'm certainly happy. I think Sean Hannity and Lou Dobbs, and I think Tucker Carlson and Laura and Jesse Waters and Janine. We have a lot of great people. Even Greg Gutfeld, he wasn't good to me 2 years ago. Now he sees all I've done. He said, would you rather have a great president or a nice guy? I don't know. I think I'm a nice guy. But nobody's done in 2.5 years what I've done. And I say that a lot, and very few people can challenge it. The first 2.5 years, nobody's done what I've done in terms of tax cuts, regulation cuts, the military, the vets, the choice, so many different things. Nobody's done that. Yeah.
All right. I know a lot of the top Fox people. Some of them I talk to a couple times a week. And I'm not at liberty to tell you what it's like there, but 80% of the employees are Democrats. They're leaking everything. They're lying. The Dems send women in to try to get men to hit on them. So men will not be in any rooms with women alone now at Fox. It's a war zone. And they call Sean Hannity and others, Tucker Carlson and others, they chew them out. By the way, Carlson is not on administrative leave. He was on a planned vacation. I can tell you that 100%. That's not true. I learned that last week, but I never even got around to it. But you hear all this, and it's just a total war on anybody that isn't against the country. And they send Antifa to your house, you know, all the stuff they do. And so Trump's waking up to Fox. Fox is run by a bunch of scum.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Alex Jones. I was going to get to this segment, and I love the crew. They always overdo it. I said, hey, give me the clip where the pedo promoters come to the city council and say, we're going to get your kids, we're going to groom them no matter what you do. And give me the clip where they say, bring your kids towards the television, we're going to corrupt them. And then get me this clip. Well, then they gave it to Rob Dew, the news director, who does some editing. He decided to put together some huge list of stuff. So we'll have that for you start of the next hour, and then I'm going to get to this, and then your phone calls. This right here. They're now teaching the joys of servicing children with oral sex for six-year-olds. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is incredible. It's up on Infowars.com for the Daily Caller. It's official. The book they use for Drag Queen Storytime is a NAMBLA next-level event. I mean, NAMBLA just says, let us have sex with 10-year-olds. Oh, no, we're going to have your six-year-olds, and you're going to let us do it. And then we're going to teach them how to cut their genitals off because it's so liberal. So I'm also going to show you, not the video, but there's a scientific graphic of the vivisection of male genitals. So we're going to show you that next hour because that's part of the sacrament is teaching the little boys. Ritalin and Prozac didn't fry your brain enough. We're going to cut your genitals off. We're going to have a big fat pedophile teach you how to do it. So, Jeffrey Epstein's dead for what he did. Dead to cover it up. But when I was in San Diego, we walk into this breakfast restaurant, and all of a sudden I notice it looks really leftist because people all kind of look demonic and soft and like their souls are sucked. They all have that weird look. And I'm like, maybe we should. And they instantly recognize me. And all of a sudden I see this woman look down at this three-year-old boy, and she goes, did you have fun at this children's story time with Geraldo? And the kid's like, ooh. And then I started looking at posters on the walls, and there was drag queen story time. So no matter where you go in the world, and it was a woman behind the counter, because there's real spiritual power for them. They only have a glimmer of life in them when they do something evil. See, when you're a zombie to evil, you're very empty, except when you commit evil. But when they talk about abusing a child, they go, soon your streets will flow with rats and sewage, and we'll kill your children when they're unborn. And after they're born, we'll render their organs down. But if they live, we will turn them into servants of Lucifer. So that's coming up next hour. And then I'll give the number out and get to your calls. I have another giant story here to obviously get to, and it ties into the global cashless society that we all know is the social score. That's all coming up, and the attempts to crash the economy. And Bill Maher, who I really don't like because he's smart. And he'll give arguments that are nuanced and absolutely on target from the research, and then he'll flip right back over and use dumbed-down arguments. He said, hey, he laid out reasonable arguments for not boycotting Israel. But then he says, boycott America and Trump and plunge the economy to teach us how to support Trump in the same show. Oh, man, that makes me mad. Because his defense of Israel is reasonable, it's pragmatic, it's based in reality. And then he attacks Trump and America just like he's a Palestinian attacking America or attacking Israel. And man, they've really financed the anti-Israel deal. I mean, the globalists made a litmus test. So I said, I'm with Israel. I mean, I was never with Israel, never been there, never got any money from anybody in Israel. But when they said I worked for Israel because I was pro-life, pro-gun, pro-America, pro-Trump, and came this thing like, oh, yeah, screw him. He never did anything in his life. He works for the Jews, as if the Jews are one monolithic group. So I'm going to get to that because what we have left in this segment isn't enough time, but it's going to be powerful. A lot of sick, weird stuff going on, man. We've tracked the IP addresses on InfoWars to the commenters just to test it out. Now we do our own comments again. And it'll be the same bots. A bot is something a person programs, so it's a person behind it. Or if a guy's driving a bulldozer through your house, you can call a bulldozer a machine, a bot, but you know, there's a dude driving it. Even if it's a drone, somebody programmed it. And they're sitting there fetishizing all over the internet. Oh, Jones. Oh, yeah. Oh, China. Oh, it's Hollywood. Oh, yeah. Keep covering up for them Jews. And it's just, and oh, yeah, Q's going to get you. And those damn Jews. I'm like, Q's going to get me? Oh, a baby at 100 yards had a little Q on its shirt. Trump said, look at that cute baby. That's code word. Q's his boss. And I'll say to these people, when I run into them, a few of them on the street, people that, there are not many of them that hate Israel, they'll say, is it true you work for Israel? And I'll say, no, I work for myself and my family. I want freedom. And they'll sit there. Well, Q says you work for Israel. So wait a minute. Q is Trump. And but Q's exposing Israel, but Trump's daughter's married to an Orthodox Jew. He moved the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. He's pro-Israel. But Q's exposing me as working for Israel. And these Q folks will just go, ooh. And it's just, it's not reality-based. It's not reality-based. And again, it's not that I serve Israel or Israel pays my paychecks. It's that if Israel was gone, the Islamicists would tear it apart and fight over it till it was a wasteland. And then Bill Maher goes to the numbers. There were 90,000 Jews in this country 30 years ago. Now there's 15. Or there were this many Jews in this country. Now they've been run out. And people talk about Jews all day, Jews that. The point is the Islamicists didn't exist till 1,400 years ago. And there were Jews all over the Middle East and North Africa. And there were Christians all over. And guess what? They're all been pushed out. See, Bill Maher should have added, oh, and the Christians all got pushed out too. But see, Bill Maher still has that weird leftist Jewish fetish thing that, you know, Christians hate Jews because they had some wars with the Catholics. The Catholics had wars with Protestants and wars with themselves. And, you know, the Jesuits and the Catholics. It's like 500-year-old battles that don't even matter now. But the social engineers know how to punch our buttons and go, oh, the eternal devil Jew. That's why Jones is successful. Not that he put all his money back into the operation for 20 years. Not that he's well-spoken. Not that he works his ass off. No. You can't be successful unless the Jews run their arm up your ass like you're a puppet and they're running you. It's mental illness. Trump supports Israel because it's a big, industrial, powerful country with nuclear weapons that isn't going anywhere, and he barely was able to keep Netanyahu in power because the Rothschilds, who are evil, corrupt globalists, are trying to remove Netanyahu, and they've openly said they're going to break down Israel. You go, wait, they helped found Israel. Exactly. To then trigger the global conflagration. So Netanyahu is working against the Rothschilds. Everybody can't have their cake and eat it too, like the Jews are one monolithic group. My house isn't one monolithic group. I've got four children and my wife, and we've all got different opinions. And so the idea, but I know if you're a leftist or an Antifa or something, you all follow orders. You get told what to do. You get a paycheck. You're not a leader. So that's why you can't believe I'm a leader. You can't believe that I'm actually rebooting America with my great listener's help and that I believe people would want freedom. I'm a salesman selling the rebirth of humanity because I want to be free. I don't want to be under globalism and under transhumanism and under all this. I'm a fighter. And the misunderstanding about geopolitics and groups is just, it's unbelievable. You don't think of Iranians as Iranians that are one monolithic group. You think of them as a bunch of different groups that are dominated by the mullahs, a Shiite ruling class. You don't think about Americans as one group, do you? We're a bunch of diverse people, but we have an ethos that comes together. But we're told now white people are inherently evil and America is apartheid. The same leftist propaganda, Rothschild funded, that Israel's evil should be blown off the face of the map, and Soros internal documents want to get rid of Israel. So all you guys claim, you know, I'm the big guy run by the Jews. Well, the Nazi collaborator Jew, George Soros, wants to get rid of Israel. Those are real facts. So who's Bill Maher really working for? We'll talk about that next hour.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.